If you have your Shulchan Aruch open in front of you, we were in Siman Nun Ches. These halachas are very, very important, very, very practical. Yeah, you have it. Shulchan Aruch Nun Ches.
Yes.
So we saw yesterday in Sif Aleph and Sif Beis, that was really just the introduction for our purposes, that the ideal time to daven and say Kriya Shema is Kriya Shema just prior to the Nates. That's called the Sikin, and then you daven at Nates. Sif Beis said if you're unable to do that, then you should at least try and say Kriya Shema after that as early as you can. Because as the Mishnah Berurah explains, Zrizim Makdimim LeMitzvahs, although he did say, as important as that is, it does not mean that you should miss Tefillah B'Tzibur, neither does it mean that you should say Kriya Shema without Tefillah. So now have a look at Shulchan Aruch Siv Gimel. It says, Umi Shehu Onus. This is extremely Negeah, very, very important Shaila. Umishu onus kagoin shahoya mashkim lotseis loderech. Imagine you have to get up early and you've got to travel. And where are you traveling to? B'mokoim gedudei chayo. You're davening in a place where there's wild animals, the listim or bandits. Shalo yuchal la'amoid. You will not be able to stand at the Zman of Tfilah, v'loy lechavin, afilu parash rishayno, v'afilu ad al levavecho. Okay, so again, you're about to travel, you're leaving dead early, you'd love to be able to get off your horse and cart just for a minute or two to be able to say Kriya Shema, but it's not practical. There's animals there, there's bandits there, it's pikuach nefesh. Oy, shebnei hashayara, in brackets, they write caravan, or you're going in a whole convoy and they're not going to wait for you. Hoilchim Mehera, we're in Shulchan Aruch Nun Ches, Sif Gimel. Hoilchim Mehera, if they're going very quickly, v'lo yamtinu lo yiklal. So here we've got different scenarios in which, for whatever reason, you will not be able to say Kriya Shema at the given time. Now, when was the given time? So we sort of missed this out because we haven't learned this part of the Gemara. It was mentioned in Sif Aleph. In Sif Aleph, it says that it's what's called Misha Yakir. What does Misha Yakir mean? From the time that you're able to recognize your friend. Meaning, when it's pitch dark at night, you cannot recognize your friend. When it begins to get light, then obviously somebody who's your friend and is familiar to you, it doesn't need to be flooded in light to be able to discern who that person is. At that stage, you can now begin saying Kriya Shema. The ideal, if you remember, the Shulchan Aruch said is just prior to Nates, and then you daven at Nates. The question is, what is the absolute earliest I can say Kriya Shema? And why am I desperate to say Kriya Shema so early? Like the Shulchan Aruch said, because at the given time that we just explained, I'm going to be on the journey. So why can't you say Kriya Shema whilst you're on the journey? It's not practical. It's not practical. There's bandits there, there's animals, the people won't wait for me, says the Shulchan Aruch. Yochai likroiso im birkoiseho. You can actually recite Kriya Shema with the accompanying brachas when Misha Ola Amud Hashachar. Now this is based on the Gemara that we just learned. The Kivan She'ola Amud Hashachar, because once the sun has gone up, Shapir Korinon Bey, we are allowed to call this time period, quote unquote, Ubekumecho. So even though technically you may consider this night, but it's ubekumecho. It is a time when people are waking up. The gam shapir mikri yoitse oir. Therefore, you can also say the brachas of Krishma, yoitse oir uvoire choyshech. You can say that as well. Avol. Im einoi b'mokoim gedudei chayo. But if you're not in a place of animals, v'listim v'gam ein b'nei ashiyora nechpozim kolkach, or if you're accompanying caravans are not in such a rush, such that it is possible to say Kriya Shema whilst on the journey, then afilu yoytzei l'derech achar sha'ola amud ha-shachar, einoi koirei ad shi'agi hazmano. You should not recite Kriya Shema until the given time, which again was described in Sif Aleph, and Be'ez Hashem will come back to this. So this is a very, very important halacha. Are you, this is a common question, how early can I daven? Now the truth is, we have to distinguish between davening and Kriya Shema. What's the earliest? Now I'll give you a classic example. You're driving to the airport and you've got to leave early. So obviously you cannot daven whilst you're driving. In theory, maybe you can say Kriya Shema, but you cannot daven. And by the time you get to the airport, let's say the Metzia says it won't be practical to daven there. This is, it's too late. There won't be time. It's totally impractical. So this is a very famous question. You call up your Rav, what is the absolute earliest I can daven? To be perfectly honest, this is not what we're discussing. We are not talking about davening, we're talking about Kriya Shema. With regard to davening, we'll have to check elsewhere. So now, with regard to Kriya Shema, which is our discussion, not tefillah at this stage, there are two separate shailas, and of course, they're really two halves of the same coin, and that's why we're learning this now. And that is, what is the earliest I can say Kriya Shema in the morning, and what is the latest I can say Kriya Shema at night? Somebody is chas v'sholom not feeling well. He goes to bed at 7 o'clock in the evening and he wakes up at 4 in the morning. Oy gevalt, I haven't davened Mariv, I haven't said Kriya Shema. Is it too late or is it not too late? So these two shailas were exactly the shailas that we were dealing with in the Gemara. So for the moment, we're dealing with question number one. How early am I allowed to say Kriya Shema? And by the way, Kriya Shema weans together with the brachas. So in ideal circumstances, Sif Aleph, Mishe Yakir. Mishe Yakir, if you look on every luach, it'll tell you Mishe Yakir. Mishe Yakir is translated as from when one recognizes. And that's, of course, the reference to what the Gemara was talking about. From when you recognize your friend, it's light enough. But if you need to say Kriya Shema before that, circumstances that we just described, and the Shulchan Aruch is telling you, from Amud HaShachar. Obviously, that means not, however, before Amud HaShachar. Before Amud HaShachar is definitely night. It's definitely not Ubeku Mecho. And you cannot say Kriya Shema before Amud HaShachar. Have a look at one or two of the Mishnah Berurahs. Very important Mishnah Berurah in Tezayin. The Shabrun Tezayin says, Likroiso v'yaniach tefillin. This is a very important principle that Kriya Shema always goes together with Anochas Tefillin. But v'loy yevorich aleim koidem shiagia hazman. Which zman? Again, Mishiroes Haveroi, Berichuk Dalad Amos, Veyakirenu, Veyakirenu. So the Zman of Misha Yakir is said for Tfilin. If you are saying Kriya Shema earlier than that, because of the circumstances we described earlier, then you do put your Tfilin on, but you can't make a bracha on them yet. Now, look at Siv Dalad, go to the back to the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Im Koro Misha'olo Amud HaShacha, Afal Pi Sheloi Hoya Oynas. We just spoke about a case where a person was an Oynas. Why was he an Oynas? Because he could not recite Kriya Shema at the Lechatchila time. So Shulchan Aruch says, fine, so you can say Kriya Shema from Amud HaShacha. But what would be if you read Kriya Shema again, at that time, meaning from Amud HaShacha, but to be perfectly honest, it was not an oinus. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yotza b'di'evet. Yotza b'di'evet. This is a very, very important halacha. You got up early one day, it's Corona, or you're feeling unwell, you don't have koyach to go to daven, and you miscalculated, and you davened very early, and it turns out you've said Kriya Shema al Amud HaShacha. So the Shulchan Aruch b'di'evad yoyetze. You're b'di'evad yoyetze. Why b'di'evad? Sorry?
Can you do that l'chadchila if you know you're going to be an ones later during the right zman?
That's exactly Siv Gimel.
Well, this is a case where he does a bad calculation.
That's valid.
I thought this is a case where he's saying Kriya Shema before, but he doesn't realize he's doing it too early.
Right, that's Siv Dalet. And Siv Gimel is when you're doing so deliberately because you know you won't be able to say it afterwards in the correct time. Again, Sif Gimel is, you're an Oynus. Those are the opening words of Sif Gimel, or Mishuhu Onus. Why are you an Onus? Because at the given time, you know from the outset that you will not be able to say Kriya Shema then, because you're on a journey and there's animals. So then if you're an Oynus, we allow you Lechatchila to say Kriya Shema from Amud HaShacha. If you said Kriya Shema from Amud HaShacha that very same time, and it was not an Oynus, then well, once you've done it, but yeah, but you're okay. Now look at the Mishnah Brura, very, very important Mishnah Brura. Siv Katan Yud Tes, it's on the bottom line and it goes over the page. Says the Mishnah Brura, why are you Yotze B'di'evet if you say Kriya Shema at Amud HaShacha, even though it wasn't an Oynus? So it wasn't unforeseen circumstances, rather you just miscalculated. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Miktsas Anoshim Komin. Because some people do arise, but Oisoi Hazman. And therefore, on the next page, says the Mishnah Berurah, the Korinon Bei Ubekumecho. So once again, we would allow to be referred, this time could be referred to as Bekumecho. Therefore, Ubedi Eved. Because we're talking about b'di'evet, hemiduhu al din teira. What does that mean, hemiduhu al din teira? Min ha-teira. Min ha-teira. When are you allowed to say Kriya Shema? And the answer is, min ha-teira. You are allowed to say Kriya Shema from Amud HaShacha. Well, if that's the case, so why isn't that l'chatchila? Why are you telling me that in Sif Aleph, there's a zman called Misha Yakir? So turn back to the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Beis. I know we're jumping around, but we'll try and make Seder. If you have a look at the opening words of the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Aleph, Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shachris is Misha Yireh Es Chaveroi, when you see your friend Horogil Imoi Ketzas, who is vaguely familiar with you, Berichuk Dalad Amos, and he stands four Amos away, V'yakirenu, and you're able to recognize him. That's called V'yakirenu, that's called Misha Yakir. Look there at the Mishnah Brura, Sifkotan Beis, right to the beginning of the Siman. Mishnah Brura, Sifkotan Beis. You have a Mishnah Brura, Horogil Imoy Ketzas? What does it mean, Horogil Imoy Ketzas? That you have a vague acquaintance with. It says the Mishnah Brura, for example, Ka'ach Sanoi, like some sort of a guest. The Osi Leprokim, who comes to you occasionally, is not quite your best friend. The E Rogil Imoy Harbe, because if you are very familiar with you and he eats with you every single day, then even if he stands far, I can recognize him. Then Afilu Rochaik Mimenu Makire. Even if he stands far, if he's your best friend, then even if he stands 10 amos away, I'll be able to make him out. On the other hand, if it's the opposite extreme, it's somebody that you have no connection with at all, then afilu korev legabe, even if he stands very close to you, but remember, it's not very light outside, so einu makire. So therefore, this rogil imoy ketzas is the middle ground, and at that stage, four amos away, if you're able to recognize him, that's called light enough to be able to say kriya shema. Now, says the Mishnah Brura, and here comes the critical line. This was the time that was established to read Kriya Shema. After Miktsas Anoshim Komim Mimitoso Misha Alo Amuda Shacha, even though, to be perfectly honest, some people do get up from their bed already from Amud HaShachar, which is earlier than this time. V'karinom be'bekumecha min ha-toiro. And min ha-toiro, that would be considered bekumecha delochein b'dieved yotza ukadelakamon b'siv dalet. For that very reason, in Siv Dalet, which is the Siv that we just now learned, if you read Kriya Shema, if you recited Kriya Shema after Amud HaShachar, you are Yoytzei B'dieved. Why are you Yoytzei B'dieved? Because that is the Zman Min HaTorah. Well, if that's the Zman Min HaTorah, so why are you telling me that really you should be reciting Kriya Shema only at a later time, which means Tisha Yakir? Answers the Mishnah Brura, Mikol Mokoim. Kiven the ruba de imshi, because most people loikaimi achi yakir echodes chaveroi, even though it's true, a minority of people get up at Amud HaShachar and min ha-toiro, that suffices to be called bekumecho, but most people do not get up so early. Most people would only get up at the time you're able to recognize the friend that we spoke about before. V'oid, and furthermore, mipnei shekovu parashas tzitzis b'kriya shema. We know that the final parasha of Kriya Shema we say is tzitzis. And what does it say in tzitzis? The k'siv bei ure'isem oisai. And you will see them. From Amud HaShachar, it's very, very hard to see your tzitzis. And therefore, lefichach kovu chachomim zmano. That's why the chachomim introduced the new zman, which we call Misha Yakir. Rav Moshe Zelig, you're looking puzzled. You're on mute.
I'm just a little curious. Why we have this concept, I guess the Rav just mentioned it, but why we have the concept of Mishyakar at all, if we know that even min haTorah, in the beginning of Olas HaShachar, we can say Kriya Shema.
Right. Therefore, this is a Midrabonon halacha. Quite right.
So it's basically saying push it off a bit,
right?
To be a little
push it off a bit to make it at a time when it is really bekumecho, not when it is only a minority bekumecho.
Okay.
So therefore, this is very, very, very critical in understanding this whole siman. Again, if we go back to our central question, what is the earliest you can say Kriya Shema? And the answer is, it depends. Are you talking about what is the earliest Min HaTorah or what is the earliest Midrabon? Min HaTorah, you can say Kriya Shema from Amud HaShachar, Midrabonon from a later time called Mishayake. So what is the halacha lemaisa? Lechatchila Mishayake. But b'di'eved from Amud HaShachar, because I'm happy to rely b'di'eved on the Min HaTorah definition. And what is b'di'eved? So that's Sif Gimel and that's Sif Dalet. Two examples of b'di'eved. Either you find yourself in a b'di'eved situation because you're about to travel and you won't be able to say Kriya Shema at Mishayake, so you can even go ahead l'chatchila and say Kriya Shema Amud HaShachar. Or, even if you're not an oinus, but if you did, whatever reason, you miscalculated and you said Kriya Shema from Amud HaShachar, I'm not going to tell you to say Kriya Shema again. You can rely on the Din Torah. Rosh Hashanah, you're on mute again.
It almost sounds to me like the concept of Ufumecha becomes real with this halacha. At the time people are getting up really does have a practical significance.
Correct.
And this is it.
And therefore the question is, how much of a Bukumecha do you need? Min HaTorah, even a minimal. If there are some people who get up from Amud HaShachar, the Torah qualifies that as Bekumecha. Chazal said, no, we need a more solid Bekumecha, i.e. at a time when most people get up, but not when some people get up. Do we completely ignore, therefore, the qualification and definition of the Torah? No, we do not ignore it. We absolutely rely on it in a b'di'eved situation.
I seem to recall somewhere that Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva dealing with this, especially with people who are ragil to get up very, very early in the morning.
Correct.
But that he says, at least I think I remember this, that it's something that shouldn't be done on a regular basis.
But let's carry on. The Mishnah Berurah that we began continues with this. Go back to the Mishnah Berurah now in your test, and he speaks about exactly your case. Now that we've seen Sif Aleph and that Mishnah Berurah, we'll now understand Sif Yutes better. Again, what did the Shulchan Aruch say in Sif Dalet? Shulchan Aruch says that b'di'eved, if you read Kriya Shema from Amud HaShachar, it's true you should not have done so, but if you did do so, b'di'eved, you're okay. So look at again at that Mishnah Berurah Yutes, it's on the bottom line. The miktsas anoshim komim ba'isei hazman. Miktsas, not most people, not roiv. There are miktsas, a few people get up at that time, says the Mishnah Berurah on the next page. V'karinom bei ubekumecho. And you can refer to this time as bekumecho. Ubedieved. Because we're dealing with the b'di'eved, i.e. he has already recited Kriya Shema, hemiduhu al din Torah. So we once again rely on the din Torah. Now we understand exactly what the Mishnah Berurah means. What does it mean, hemidu al din Torah? This is not Chachomim's version of Bekumecho. Chachomim's version of Bukumecho is not when Miktsas Anoshim wake up, it's when Rive. So why are we allowing this person off the hook? The answer is, I wouldn't have advised him to do so Lechatchila, but B'di Eved, I'm happy to rely on the Din Torah. If somebody really said Kriya Shema prior to Amud HaShachar, then what would be the halacha then?
No good.
Prior to Amud HaShachar? If it's before Amud HaShachar, then even the Torah would not allow that. Because nobody gets up, not even a mikzas. But if it's post Amud HaShachar, lechatchila not, but b'dieved, you're okay. Now look at the Mishnah Berurah, Rabbi Avraham, this is your halacha. The dafka ba'akra'i. What does ba'akra'i mean? Only as a one-off event, ba'alma, dafka ba'akra'i ba'alma, only if it really is a one-off, one-time type of thing, da'ainu, pamachas b'chodesh. For example, once a month, but not if you make this a regular thing. Who do yaitse b'dieved? Then we will allow you, b'dieved, to rely on this. Avo im hu rogil la'asois kein. But if he regularly does every day, miscalculates and says, you know what, or even just deliberately, I prefer to daven earlier, say Kriya Shema, then I'm sorry to tell you, omru chachomim, shafilu b'dieved loy yotza. So even Chachamim, who said, I'm happy b'di'ebet to rely on the Din Torah, but not if it's a regular thing. So if the Rav is getting a call every single day from this person, oh, guess what, I said Kriya Shema again, too early, eventually the Rav will say, sorry, enough's enough. Mihu, on the last line, im shas hadchaku. What happens if it's a shasatcha, meaning it's an oinus, you're back to Sif Gimel. Remember, Reb Nachum, we said the Sif Gimel and the Sif Dalet. Sif Gimel was not a case of he accidentally said Kriya Shema Tamud HaShachar. Rather, it was a shasatcha. What did you want the guy to do? He's about to travel, and where he's going to find himself at the Zman of Kriya Shema, there's wild animals or bandits. What do you want him to do? Says the Mishnah Berurah, im shas hadchaku, afilu rogil tuva, even if he is regularly doing so, shori, we will allow it. Why? Demai havale lemevad. Because what should he do? What should he do? What do you want him to do? What do you want the poor guy to do? So you see over here, that the Mishnah Berurah is telling you there is a clear distinction between Sif Gimel and Sif Dalet. There is a common denominator between Sif Gimel and Sif Dalet, but there's also a very, very significant difference between Sif Gimel and Sif Dalet. What's the common denominator? The common denominator between Sif Gimel and Sif Dalet is they are both cases in which Kriya Shema is being recited after Amud HaShachar, not after Misha Yakir, and that's okay. That's the common denominator. But what's the difference? The difference is that Sif Gimel is talking about where the fellow has no choice. He's a Shas Adchak, he's an Oinus. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if that's the case, we'll allow him to do so even if it's every day. If every day he's got to wake up 4 o'clock in the morning and travel, whatever it is, and he's going to be on the path, the journey where there's bandits, wild animals, then fine, you could say Kriya Shema at home every single day after Amud HaShachar. As opposed to Sif Dalet in the Shulchan Aruch, that wasn't an oinus. Rather, he miscalculated. So then it's true, b'dieved, I'll allow him off the hook, but not if it's a regular thing, only if it's a one-off thing.
He seems to conclude that even if it's not a one-off, it's still okay.
Only if it's an Inus. Only if it's a Shasatcha.
Okay.
So now you get to Rav Rom's question. So what about people who go to work? And let's say circumstances are such that they're going to work and they've got to leave early. They've got to be in their office early. And once they get to the office, there's no way they can daven. Their boss won't allow them. And they've got to go on a very packed subway and train. It's totally impractical for whatever reason. So you have to know what the circumstances are. If you can say Kriya Shema on the subway, then that's the best. Maybe the shaila that Ramesh was being asked is impractical. When I'm going to start sitting on the subway wearing my tefillin there, it's totally impractical. Remember we said Kriya Shema should go with tefillin. So now, what are you going to tell the guy? Beseda, so say Kriya Shema at home after Amud HaShachar. Really? On a regular basis, every single day? The answer is, according to what we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, yes. Because it's an onus. It's not a b'di'evet, it's an onus. The difference between an onus and a b'di'evet.
This happens all the when Nates gets late. There are minyanim all around town that daven before.
Before Nates?
Sure.
No, in the winter, in the winter time when you don't have Nates until like a quarter to seven.
Right. Yeah.
10 to 7.
And before Nates. Maybe it's minig mishkafayim.
I remember in Los Angeles, there was somebody in the shul I davened in who was a stockbroker, and he had to be at work very, very early. And they created a special minyan just for him and a few other people, and they would put on their talis tefillin, but they wouldn't say a bracha. And then after a certain time, they would mamashish them and say
a bracha. Exactly. So here, I think it's quite well known on the train from Bet Shemesh to Tel Aviv, and I think Bet Shemesh to Yerushalayim, every morning there's a minyan on the train.
Yeah.
And they even have a Sefer Torah, some of these minyanim. They have a small Sefer Torah in a little box.
Yeah, it's Darren Shaw.
Darren Shaw, right. So you have to know, in these cases, again, it's a quite a common shaila. People ask, so what's better, should I daven at home or daven on the train? No, what would you pass into that, Shaila? What's better, daven at home or daven on the train?
Well, isn't davening with a minyan better than davening b'yechidus?
Yes.
As in the issue of zman. They got an issue of zman.
There's something even more important than that. And that is kavana.
Uh-huh.
If a person says, listen, it'd be wonderful to daven on a train, then I can daven with a minyan. But I know I'm unable to concentrate. You know, there's people pushing and shoving, and every 2 minutes there's an announcement on the PA system, and then the doors open, and then the baby's crying, and then someone pushes past. I won't be able to daven. Then I would suggest it's better to daven at home. If a person says, no, to be honest, I'll be able to daven b'kavana, then matayv. You know when this is very, very negair? It's extremely negair when you fly, and they make a minyan for mincha on the airplane.
Yes.
So again, you have to know. Depends on which airline, depends how accommodating they are. But I know for my sins, I've definitely been part of minyanim for mincha, where to be perfectly honest, if I would have just remained in my place and davened by myself, I would have davened with 1,000 times more kavana.
Is one duchen in those circumstances?
If you've been Eretz Yisrael.
No, I mean on the train to Tel Aviv.
Do they duchen there?
They do. Actually, somebody told me they do. I think you do.
So again, you have to know. You have to know whether it's shach or kavana. Sometimes it is. Sometimes they're very accommodating and you can find yourself a quiet spot and whatever, lefiho inyan. Or if you find yourself in an airport, I'm sure we've all found ourselves in an airport here and there, and we have to daven in an airport minyan. And you have to know. You have to be honest with yourself. Am I davening with more kavana or less kavana? Or am I in the middle of Shmona Esra, I'm listening for the PA system, and I keep on looking at the ball when they're calling me, and I want to get my place in the queue, and I want to make sure I don't miss my meal, and then et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So then a person will be better off having in a quiet corner, be yechidus by himself. Tough. Okay, we have to hold it over here. Be'ezus Hashem will reconvene. For those who join our parashaship, Be'ezus Hashem is baruch tonight. Be well, everybody. Have a great day.
Chakar.